One is that China's relationship with Japan has shown improvement, though there are still some complicated and sensitive issues. The Chinese foreign minister says the visit is expected to become an important step for returning bilateral relations to normal and to create conditions for future high-level talks. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the signing of the China-Japan Treaty of Peace and Friendship. Wang Yi says the two sides should stick to the important political documents signed between them, treat history in the right way, stick to the One China principle, and implement the consensus of treating each other as cooperative partners instead of as threats. Wang Yi also calls for the two sides to promote cooperation with higher quality in various sectors like energy conservation, technology, and high-end manufacturing. He says China welcomes Japan to join the Belt and Road Initiative. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono says the visit is an important mark for the improvement in bilateral relations, and he expresses hope for a positive outlook for future cooperation. He says Japan welcomes Chinese Premier Li Keqiang to visit Japan and to attend the Trilateral Leaders Summit between China, Japan, and South Korea. The two sides also talked about international and regional issues, including the Korean Peninsula situation. Wang Yi is paying a three-day official visit to Japan and will co-chair a high-level economic meeting with the Japanese Foreign Minister. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.